May, week 1, Monday. 1. May Day. May Day began as a spring festival long ago. People gathered together on the first day of May to celebrate the coming of summer. There are a lot of different customs that have been a part of May Day festivities. Some people would gather flowers and put them by their doors and windows to keep out troublesome fairies. Some people would put out their old hearth fires and gather with the people in their village to start a new fire to take home. Cutting down a tree and putting up a maypole in the middle of a village is another popular custom. Ribbons are attached to the tree and are woven together by dancers. One more popular custom is filling May baskets with flowers and other goodies to give to friends and loved ones. Some people still celebrate the pagan festival of Beltane on the 1st of May. Many of the old customs are part of this celebration. May Day is recognized as the International Workers' Holiday, chosen over 100 years ago to commemorate the struggles and gains of workers and the labor movement. May 1st is also a significant date in the struggle for the 8-hour workday. May Day is important not only for its historical significance, but also as a time to organize and speak out around issues that are impacting working-class people today.
Tuesday, 2. A Little Piece of Me. Reading. When he told me he was leaving, I felt like a vase which has just smashed. There were pieces of me all over the tidy tan tiles. He kept talking, telling me why he was leaving, explaining it was for the best, I could do better. It was his fault and not mine. I had heard it before many times, and yet somehow was still not immune. Perhaps one did not become immune to such felony. He left, and I tried to get on with my life. I filled the kettle and put it on to boil. I took out my old red mug and filled it with coffee, watching as each coffee granule slipped into the bone china. That was what my life had been like, endless omissions of coffee granules, somehow never managing to make that cup of coffee. Somehow, when the kettle piped its finishing warning, I pretended not to hear it. That's what Mike's leaving had been like, sudden and with an awful finality. I would rather just wallow in uncertainty than have things finished. I laughed at myself. Imagine getting all philosophical and sentimental about a mug of coffee. I must be getting old. And yet it was a young woman who stared back at me from the mirror, a young woman full of promise and hope. A young woman with bright eyes and full lips, just waiting to take on the world. I never loved Mike anyway. Besides, there are more important things. More important than love, I insist to myself firmly. The lid goes back on the coffee, just like closure on the whole Mike experience. He doesn't haunt my dreams as I feared that night. Instead, I am flying far across fields and woods, looking down on those below me. Suddenly, I fall to the ground, and it is only when I wake up that I realize I was shot by a hunter, brought down by the burden of not the bullet, but the soul of the man who shot it. I realize later, with some degree of understanding, that Mike was the hunter holding me down, and I am the bird that longs to fly. The next night, my dream is similar to the previous night's, but without the hunter. I fly free until I meet another bird who flies with me in perfect harmony. I realize with some relief that there is a bird out there for me. There is another person, not necessarily a lover, perhaps just a friend, but there is someone out there who is my soulmate. I think about being a broken vase again and realize that I have glued myself back together. What Mike has is merely a little part of my time in Earth, a little understanding of my physical being. He has only a little piece of me.
Wednesday, 3, Benjamin Franklin. Reading. Franklin's life is full of charming stories which all young men should know. How he peddled ballads in Boston and stood as the guest of kings in Europe. How he worked his passage as a stowaway to Philadelphia and rode in the Queen's own litter in France. How he walked the streets of Philadelphia, homeless and unknown, with 3 penny rolls for his breakfast, and dined at the tables of princes, and received his friends in a palace. How he raised a kite from a cowshed, and was showered with all the high degree the colleges of the world could give. How he was duped by a false friend as a boy, and became the friend of all humanity as a man. How he was made Major General Franklin, only to resign because, as he said, he was no soldier, and yet helped to organize the army that stood before the trained troops of England and Germany. This poor Boston boy, with scarcely a day's schooling, became master of 6 languages and never stopped studying. This neglected apprentice tamed the lightning, made his name famous, received degrees and diplomas from colleges in both hemispheres, and became forever remembered as Dr. Franklin, philosopher, patriot, scientist, philanthropist, and statesman. Self-made, self-taught, and self-reared, the candle-maker's son gave light to all the world. The street ballad seller set all men singing of liberty. The runaway apprentice became the most sought-after man of 2 continents, and brought his native land to praise and honor him. He built America, for what our republic is today is largely due to the prudence, the forethought, the statesmanship, the enterprise, the wisdom, and the ability of Benjamin Franklin. He belongs to the world, but especially does he belong to America. As the nations honored him while living, so the republic glorifies him when dead, and has enshrined him in the choicest of its niches. The one he regarded as the loftiest, the hearts of the common people, from whom he had sprung, and in their hearts, Franklin will live forever.
Thursday, 4. Do you know who I am? Reading. One day, a student was taking a very difficult essay exam. At the end of the test, the professor asked all the students to put their pencils down and immediately hand in their tests. The young man kept writing furiously, although he was warned that if he did not stop immediately, he would be disqualified. He ignored the warning, finished the test 10 minutes later, and went to hand the test to his instructor. The instructor told him he would not take the test. The student asked, "Do you know who I am?" The professor said, "No, and I don't care." The student asked again, "Are you sure you don't know who I am?" The professor again said, "No." So the student walked over to the pile of tests, placed his in the middle, then threw the papers in the air. "Good," the student said, and walked out. He passed.
Friday, 5, busy day at school. Busy day at school today. Maths in the morning, but not for me. I was called away. Captain of a schooner me, a pirate in scarlet and black, a deep scar running down, the side of my face, a kiss from the shark. Busy day at school today, science after maths. But not for me, I was called away. James Bond caught a bad cold, and I stepped in to save the planet. Worked out the gadgets and leapt off cliffs and skied down mountains, before speeding off in my Aston Martin. Busy day at school today. Sats test to do. But not for me. I was the new number 9 for Liverpool. Making my debut, playing up front with Owen, with Gerrard and Murphy supplying. And with only seconds to go, I score. Poulier's golden boy, but what's best? The Copts sing my name, local boy hero. Busy day at school today, history all afternoon. But not for me. I was called away, gangster Robin Banks. In me Italian suit, well smart. And no one messes with me, or they sleep with the dishes. Or is it fishes?